Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God wants us to help meet the urgent needs of others. Our people must learn to do good by meeting the urgent needs of others, then they will not be unproductive. That's what the Apostle Paul said in Titus 3, so I'm confident he'd want us to meet the urgent needs of the victims of Hurricane Michael. Here are three simple things we can do. One, we can become aware. We can seek out the needs of people who are affected by the hurricane, as well as the needs of ministries and organizations positioned to help them. Two, we can show we care. We can donate food, money, blood, our time to help clean up and rebuild. Three, we can commit to prayer. We can pray for wisdom for state and local leaders. We can pray for strength and courage for those who lost everything. And we can pray for the right words to say as we seek to help them. God wants us to help meet the urgent needs of others. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard, Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some frontal relief on the way that's going to take us out of the 80s and back to the 70s. For tonight, maybe a spotty shower or two. Cooler, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high around 76. Slight chance of a leftover shower. Otherwise, partial sunshine. Then mid-50s tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday, nice day. High 77, lots of sunshine. Then mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday before some really nice air. The coolest air so far this fall arrives on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, that was Jam Up and Jelly Tight.
Jeez. Thanks, Houston.
It's called Suspense.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
big broadcast.
I think we found the new Frau Blücher. It's happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah, I guess it's a war on women. I don't know. I just work here. My name is Greg. My tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Low energy, guys.
Please clap.
That still makes me chuckle. The Jeb.
Please clap.
Thinking about him with his $30 million campaign war chest and managed to attract 6% of the vote. So I always preface this by thinking back to the Access Hollywood tape with Billy Bush.
Yeah.
Where the president said, you know, sometimes you can grab him and oh, the whole world was ending. Holy crap, look at that stock market today. The Dow finished up 547 points. And it went up, so we regained almost all.
Need to be shuffled up a bit.
Is it past 26? Is that enough to get it up to 26?
I don't know.
Probably just shy of that.
Yeah.
Everything was up substantially today. 7 million jobs out there. Consumer confidence, all-time high. It's all good news. People are better off. Yet there are those who want you to give back your crumbs, who want you to spit on the company you work for. Screw with your health insurance again. If we didn't learn the first time, why would we want to do that again? On and on and on it goes. And, of course, the big blue wave is coming. But today, the president called Stormy horseface.
Yeah, the tweet, Trump quotes Fox News about the federal judge throwing out Stormy Daniels' lawsuit versus Trump, and then Trump goes on to say in his tweet, great, now I can go after a horseface and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas.
Yeah, well, good for him. I hope he does.
Well, and Stormy wrote back on Twitter.
Yeah, I heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present your president. In addition to his shortcomings, he has demonstrated his incompetence, hatred of women, and lack of self-control on Twitter again. And perhaps a penchant for bestiality came on tiny.
You know,
good Lord,
man. First of all, Stormy Daniels is a whore, basically. She's a glorified whore. And I don't think most women take an insult to her as an insult to them. That's the group think of the Democrats. If you're black, a female, Hispanic, you're all supposed to be insulted and horrified at anything that may be construed as a knock. But frankly, I think Stormy has got as much empathy out there as Avenatti does.
Oh, wow.
The J.O. that represents her, a disgrace, a slimy mark, a skid mark on attorneys who have enough image issues to deal with. You know, they're aware of that. Chad references that from time to time when he calls us. And, you know, he works very hard to not be that kind of sleazeball.
Yeah, Avenatti had a comeback today after Trump's tweet.
Yeah.
Said, you are a disgusting misogynist and an embarrassment to the U.S.
Yeah, misogynist, right.
Bring everything you have because we are going to demonstrate to the world what a complete shyster and liar you are. How many other women did you cheat on with your wife with while you had a baby at home?
They're going to run her again. Have you heard that?
Really?
She wants to run.
Oh, God.
And the only thing that's better than Trump beating her once would be Trump beating her twice.
No, I don't want to read. No. No sequel. No sequel of 2016. That's not allowed.
Now, Joey, we could have a sequel to last year's World Series, too, with the Astros playing at Dodgers. I mean, it happens.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's actual sports. You know, that's a real, you know, that's good athletic competition with, you know, wonderful things at stake. Yeah, I turned it up.
No, it's not.
I turned it up earlier.
It's not on.
What?
It was at 70 and not running.
Yeah, I turned it up earlier. It was at 67 and Dan was cold.
You know, I've been coming in here at 3 o'clock for like 13 years.
Yeah.
Maybe you could think ahead so I don't have to. I'm sitting here. I haven't really
done
anything physical.
Some days I forget. You know, I'm going to show the whole world what a shyster.
Just don't call me Tiny. I have witnesses.
I do think Stormy saying that Trump must have a penchant for bestiality because he called her horse face. That's a weird form of, like, insult jiu-jitsu going on there.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm a horse, then you like to have sex with horses. What in the world? You know what? This all, like, does this actually help the Democrats in their blue wave cause? No. I doubt it.
No, because there's nothing, except for the desperate, there's nothing sympathetic about either one of those two creatures. Who cares?
Well, and then the Elizabeth Warren DNA thing doesn't help their blue wave cause.
Oh, man. I mean, today it was an absolute fun fest. Reading all the analytics on the damage that DNA thing has done. But as I said, we have a new Frau Blücher.
I am Paul Blücher.
And her name is Stormy. I know what some of you are thinking.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
Me. But
screw it.
Let's move on with our lives. I wish he hadn't said that. It is kind of petty and juvenile to...
Like the American people are above that.
I think they...
Give me a
break.
Well,
let's put it this way. The guy's under nonstop assault. I can see him being just a little bit testy.
Yeah.
Because, in the eyes of the media and the left, he can't do anything right. But I'm looking at a lot of... she does have kind of a horsey face. Look at this. Taxes were cut, right?
Yeah.
But feds have collected record income taxes here. You know why? Because we have more taxpayers.
Revenue is up $14 billion. But we also, spent more. So the deficit's at all-time high since 2012.
And so I saw a number here. We talked to Brandt about this later in the afternoon, but there was a number. There's something like 7 million jobs open in this country?
Yeah, 7.1 or so.
That's more than the number of people that are technically unemployed.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe some of them will get off their ass and, start
hopefully
a career. Network set to treat midterm election night like a presidential year. That'll be fun, because then we can watch them all with the sour face and their analysis and how can America be so stupid and da-da-da-da-da. As they work diligently to put themselves out of business. The Conners comes back tonight on TV.
Yeah, what's the Conners?
That's the Roseanne show without Roseanne.
Why is that on television?
Well,
I already got my plans. I'm watching SmackDown 1000.
Oh,
that's
God.
A real television show. I went and saw it live a couple years ago in Birmingham. It was great. It was fantastic. And I don't care if it has homoerotic undertones. There's nothing wrong with that.
Who brought that up?
You did when I was riding up there.
Oh, well, that was years ago.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm talking about the 11 and 12-year-old boys you see at these things that are a little bit too interested. Just saying.
There were, when I went, there were two, like, the only word for them is groupies. They're like women my age who really wanted Randy Orton or AJ Styles. They were really into him.
To do what?
Well, for instance, they were showcasing, it was the SmackDown before the pay-per-view, and there was going to be a Punjabi prison match in between Randy Orton
hold it.
Jinder Mahal.
What's a Punjabi prison match?
It's actually a crap match, but it's a huge bamboo double-layered cage. So two different fences, and it was hanging this big monstrosity above the ring.
Yeah.
And they actually descended it down the night I was there, and Randy Orton climbed up it and was talking. Well, the two women next to me, one of them, the sign she held up was, "Randy Orton, you can Punjabi my prison anytime." I was like, this is real classy. Real classy.
So do you think a woman that says, "Randy Orton, you can Punjab me anytime," is going to care that the president called Stormy Daniels horse face?
Probably not.
No. As a matter of fact, during the...
That's why I'm watching SmackDown.
During the Kavanaugh circus, I heard women call Christine de Blasey Ford far worse than horse face.
Oh, of course.
I heard a lot of a few mentioned use that horrible C word, which only...
Oh, yeah.
It's like they just weren't buying. This is ridiculous. This is a joke. And if Brett Kavanaugh is a gang rapist, then I'm the whatever. It's just... It stretches the limits of credibility. Question that will be asked, and I think the Republicans are probably going to bombard with some pretty powerful ads because they have a great story to sell. This booming America. Opportunity is back. And the Democratic Party doesn't like it when minorities walk off their little plantation and decide to think independently and live for themselves. And, they see women the same way. You're all we're on your side. Even though I saw a great meme today. Let's see if I can find this. Hang on a second. Came in an email. I'll find it. Okay. Hang on. I got to scroll through an email here. But it really is. It really makes a good point. There's some really good stuff in here. I'd like to put up the whole bunch. Okay. Democratic hypocrisy. Every woman has the right to be believed.
Sure.
Unless you're raped by Bill Clinton, beaten by Keith Ellison. And by the way, his numbers are tanking in Minnesota. So the vice coach or whatever the hell he is of the Democratic Party, he may be out of a job. Unless you're groped by Cory Booker, or unless you're killed by Ted Kennedy. That is the definition of hypocrisy. Based on those kind of situations we just listed, I'd say a juvenile horse face insult is hardly a war on women. So stay with it. You know, keep telling us we're all misogynists and... Right, because you've watered them down to a point where they mean absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, it's 20 minutes after 3 already. At this time tomorrow, we will draw for our next Baumhauer's Big Shot. That person will win a party-sized tray of wings from Baumhauer's and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And all you got to do to get your name in that is call us at some point this afternoon, 272-9228, to make sure your name is entered in the drawing.
Oh, no. Anyway, yeah, and Todd B. You won last week. You're the winner from last Wednesday.
Yeah, Todd, if you don't call us, we're going to have two to give away tomorrow at 3:20. You got till 3:20 tomorrow.
So give us a call, Todd. We love you, and we want to give you this prize.
All right, Todd. We'll be waiting. In the meantime, tomorrow, did you go to infusion?
Oh, yeah. It was great this morning.
You did cryo?
I did do cryo.
Joey's been doing the cryotherapy for several months now.
Twice a week.
And he does a very serious yoga program. So when you exercise, especially with yoga, I would imagine you get a lot of little aches and pains.
Yeah, I get weird pains, like when you're stretching out. I can't quite do a split, but I'm getting close. So you stretch out, like, ligaments. And
that hurts just thinking about it.
Oh, it does hurt. But, yeah, you stretch out ligaments and your shoulders. You get weird pains doing some of this stuff. It's not just muscle soreness.
Be careful. You do not want to pull a groin muscle.
Oh, I know. There's no such thing as a minor groin injury.
No, that happened to me in the early 80s, and I walked like an 80-year-old man for a few days.
Oh, it was, God.
I used to make fun of baseball players. It seemed like they were always getting groin pulls.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about? And then all of a sudden, I don't know what I did, but I had this horrendous pain.
Were you rollerblading?
No. No, this is before those days.
Okay.
So I went to see my chiropractor, and because it seemed like to be a muscle issue, and he said, no, you pulled a groin muscle.
But, yeah, you get those all sorts of with the yoga program.
How he defined it? He said, if you could give birth, does it hurt like it would if you could give birth? And I said, yeah.
That's a weird question.
That's the spot. Well, no, because it's extremely painful.
But I'm loving the cryo because of these exercises. General muscle soreness, but also get tight. And also it helps energy levels and reduces inflammation. That's why it helps with muscle soreness. But it's a calorie burn, too.
Well, the whole idea is to, you know, when you go in that cryo chamber, it your body automatically when it feels that cold temperature. You're only in there for 3 minutes, and you get used to it quickly. Your body automatically goes into save mode, and your circulatory system goes into overdrive, and that sends blood everywhere it needs to go and supercharges your circulatory system. So the things that heal those little muscle pulls and aches will heal faster. Even, what was it? I had a cut, and I said, is it okay?
Yeah.
And it wasn't bleeding. It was just, and I said, actually, if you do cryotherapy, it'll help heal it faster.
Absolutely.
They were right, because the blood heals everything from muscle pulls to, all types of injuries.
And I noticed a new thing. It was on the wall, posted on the wall while I was in the cryo chamber today. It's CryoSkin 2.0.
CryoSkin 2.0?
Yeah, it's like a new technology from Paris, and they have like one where it'll like kill fat cells or like tone up the
skin. Oh, that's the cryosculpting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is coming.
It's really cool stuff coming soon.
And this is an immediate result if you're trying to lose belly fat.
Lose belly fat, or maybe you're embarrassed with some cellulite on the back of the legs.
Yeah,
it'll get rid of that.
What this technology does is it breaks down those fat cells.
Yeah.
And they are absorbed by your lymphatic system, and you discharge them, and they're gone.
Yeah. Really cool stuff.
If they can take an inch off Ryan.
Yeah.
Who is, Mr. Brickhouse over there at Infusion, I can imagine they'll have plenty to work with when I get in there, because I'm doing that. I am doing that. I've already volunteered to be the first. Anyway, these are all things, including IV vitamin therapy. I'm doing mine Friday at 2 at Infusion, that can add and enhance your life in so many ways, in so many different ways. Low libido, try it. Everything that depends on good circulation gets better with cryotherapy from Infusion. The number is 296-1662. The Charming Lori or Ryan will be there. 296-1662, or go to infusioncryoandlaser.com online.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
That has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Ooh, what's that on my foot? I should have that checked out. No, my doctor always freaks me out. Let me look at the other foot. Oh, it's the same way on both. Good.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
We got a great event to take your feet to, and our buddy Ken Reynolds from funandmontgomery.com. I can never remember your official title. All I know is when there's good stuff going on in town, he comes to tell you about it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Well, as far as that title goes, I guess it depends on what day it is and who you ask and what's going on. But I am really excited because the shoes that I'm wearing today are as the organizer of the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival to be held this Saturday afternoon from 3 until 6 p.m. down at Riverfront Park.
That's a pretty tight window there, 3 hours.
Well, it is, and there are some constraints on pouring that are set by the ABC board, and we always want to stay within the guidelines that they give us, and we also want to make sure that when we do an event like this where there is alcohol involved, that we are responsible vendors.
I certainly appreciate that. But where does the event take place?
The event will actually be down at Riverfront Park. We'll be right along the water.
Oh.
It would be set up when you come in through the tunnel for the event. You're going to get ID'd if you have a ticket. Then we'll give you a wristband. Then you can come in. You'll get a terrific two-bottle wine bag. One side of that bag will have your etched wine glass that is yours to keep. The other side will have one of those fantastic baguettes of bread that are being prepared by the Renaissance Hotel for us again this year. Once you get your glass, once you get your bag, and you've got your wristband, when you look across the riverfront, you'll see an array of tents there that will be offering up over 80 different wines for sampling.
I know that when you guys do the beer thing, that there are breweries in Alabama that participate in that. In fact, I know Baumhauer's has a few state breweries, because Bobble, he likes to get behind anything that's made in Alabama. Is wine produced here?
Absolutely, and we'll have wines from a number of different Alabama wineries. We'll also have wines from across the U.S., and then we'll have wines from around the world as well. We'll have German wines, French wines, Italian wines. Just a fantastic selection for folks to
sample. Now, the person that likes wine but really wants to learn more about it, how to differentiate, how to tell one from another, to learn the vocabulary, you know, the lexicon of wine, are there...
We will have wine professionals set up at all of the tents. There'll be folks there from all of the distributors within the state of Alabama, and then also a number of folks that represent individual wineries. So absolutely, if you're a novice who is just trying to figure out what it is that you think you might like in the way of wine, or if you are a connoisseur who's looking for that next great bottle for your cellar, I think we're going to have something for everyone this Saturday afternoon at the Riverfront.
All right, 3 to 6.
3 to 6.
How do we get tickets for this?
Tickets are available at our website, which is funinmontgomery.com, the best website in town. And they're also available at Filet and Vine in Cloverdale. You can pick them up at our offices at 200 Coosa Street, right there in Riverwalk Stadium, home of the Montgomery Biscuits. Or you can get them over the phone at 334-625-2100. And we will have a limited number of tickets that will be available for purchase the day of the event at the Harriet 2 box office, right there at the top of the tunnel.
I'm going to take a little gamble here. I've just pulled up the
adorable
Rich Thomas weather. And I want to take a look at the week ahead. And actually, wow, Saturday should be pretty good.
Saturday is looking good. The forecast has been kind of off and on all week about what Saturday is going to look like. So we do have a contingency plan. And if we do end up with a little rain shower coming in on Saturday afternoon, then this event will still take place. And we'll just move it up on top of the hill to the train shed.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Not a big leap. So it's on, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, we'll be pouring wine.
But the nice thing is... temperatures in the low 70s.
It's going to be perfect.
And that's great for walking around and enjoying the fine wines that will be available. And
we'll have food vendors on hand. We'll also have live music provided by local Montgomery artist Wyatt Edmondson. So it's just going to be a great afternoon, whether we're down on the water or up in the shed. It's going to be a great afternoon to spend some time in downtown Montgomery. And this is our 9th year. Hard to believe that this is already our 9th wine festival.
I remember you telling us about the first one.
So...
I mean, I'm in my 14th year here, and everybody thought I wouldn't even make it through the first month. How about that, Joey?
Yeah.
Ken, we love having you on. You guys do a fantastic job with these city events, and let's hope for a great turnout. I'm sure it's going to be great for those who attend.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing folks down there, and also that 625-2100 number. If you've got any questions about the wine festival, you can reach us there, and we'll be happy to answer them for you.
All right, Ken Reynolds, funinmontgomery.com. Check it out. The Wine Fest is this coming Saturday. We're at 3:31. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. Get your local news. I don't know if he's
adorable
or
incorrigible
today, but Rich Thomas is coming up as well. And then we'll get back to whatever.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey,
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on 65 southbound. It's blocking the ramp that goes around to Day Street. So be very careful there. Both lanes are blocked in there. Right lane and left lane showing full red right there. So be very, very careful in that area. Everything else looks pretty decent. We're not seeing anything over on 85 as you go through the middle of the perimeter. And speaking of the perimeter, the boulevard looking really good. And not seeing anything on Atlanta Highway right now. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving. You can shop from home at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. This shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some frontal relief on the way that's going to take us out of the 80s and back to the 70s. For tonight, maybe a spotty shower or two. Cooler, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high around 76. Slight chance of a leftover shower. Otherwise, partial sunshine. Then mid-50s tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday, nice day. High 77, lots of sunshine. Then mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday before some really nice air. The coolest air so far this fall arrives on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Did you know carbon monoxide is odorless and invisible? Help ensure your family is protected from the dangers of carbon monoxide. CO alarms should be installed on every level and in every bedroom. And remember, alarms don't last forever, and it's important to replace them every 5 to 10 years. First Alert has been protecting homes and families since 1958 and encourages you to learn more about whole home safety at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's Home Improvement Stores to purchase carbon monoxide alarms today.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist. Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, it can't.
can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Believe it, GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Actually, I don't.
The baby's not even going to be a prince or a princess.
No.
Right when it's born.
They're hideous commoners, aren't they?
Right. Why should I even care about the royal family of some other country that we rightfully opened up a can of whoop-ass at Yorktown? you know, these...
I think Brits. I just accidentally called Mommy the Swami.
Oh, no. Well, I mean... She's always lovely to talk to.
I'll just leave her a message. War Eagle, Mom.
War Eagle!
We got to try Monica over at El Jalisco.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'll try.
Let's talk to the girls today. Hello, Rodney.
Hey.
What's happening?
Man, if Pocahontas knows what's good for us, she'll leave Trump alone. Trump will rip by the thread. I mean, and the other one over there is... You know, people
are
going to be throwing up bales
of
hay. She better leave Trump alone, too.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's not like he picked on your garden variety American woman today. I don't know what his involvement actually was with Stormy Daniels, whether he did or didn't. I don't really care. All I care about is how he's running things for America right now. Apparently, it's pretty good. And I think most women in this country, especially here in Alabama, where common sense is a common denominator, aren't going to give a rat's ass about it. They probably look at her as a hoe, too, so big deal.
Yeah, throw us some hay, and I wonder if she's a Mustang or a Stallion, or, I don't understand there. What?
Yeah, we already paid musical tribute to the beginning of the show.
All right. Greg, thank you. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Rodney. Appreciate the call. Alexia. Hello, Alexia.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Here to talk about specials.
Yeah, it's 99 Cent Taco Tuesday. I know that.
Right, the 99-cent tacos, and we also have the enchilada dinner for $6.99, nachos fiesta for $6.99, and we have the $2.99 Michelob Ultra and Bud Light draft for $2.99 till 7, and we have the lime margaritas for $3.
You know, so basically, like with the, you could have, and their tacos are big, okay? You could have four tacos and a tall one and pay with a 10 and have enough left for a tip or close to it. I mean, that's an excellent, excellent deal. Think of my buddy Mike, who actually survived at El Jalisco because loved the food and it was so reasonably priced. And those specials, those drink specials are good till 7. The food is authentic Mexican. The service is authentically excellent. At El Jalisco, you'll find it right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. It's a big, long building, so there's plenty of booth and table seating. And, boy, they just do a great job of being attentive to your table and getting you served in a timely fashion. Alexia, thank you, and say hi to Monica for me, okay?
Thank you, and I will.
Tell him I'm going to be by later. I'll be by this evening. I like to pick up there because they pack up the food to go. You don't need to microwave it when you
go. I've heard you say it travels really well.
Yes.
I've gone to other places like, oh, damn, I should have just eaten there. But if it travels well and they give you that nice portion, it means it'll save well, too.
All right, my...
Which is what I love. I like to come back to my meal.
I am getting the dinner order for the family.
Okay.
All right. The garlicky shrimp.
Okay.
I still have to decide.
I'm thinking I'm going to do some sort of fish, some sort of seafood tonight.
Hey, there's some baseball on this afternoon.
Oh, really?
The Red Sox and the Astros, yeah.
Yeah. Game 3, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I read a little thing.
I don't know if it started yet, but we'll keep you posted on all the big games. Hang on, MLB scoreboard. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Oh, it doesn't start for a while. But there may be some action before the show's
Whoever
over.
Whoever gets four first.
We'll get to the score, and Joey will give us first-rate color commentary, you know, as soon as he figures out who's who. All right, it is 3:44. What else we have on Truth Feed here? Hillary 2020 report show that Clinton might run if this top contender concedes. Does she really think she could win? Even the Democrats, a few months ago, at least based on what I was seeing, even the Democrats wanted her to go away. She's poison. And the rape enabler. You know, they're all over Kavanaugh. Ha ha, gang rapist. And she sat there and orchestrated the bimbo eruptions as they occurred. Remember that? On Hardball, well, there's a show that's hardly biased. Steve McMahone, a top Democratic strategist, said that some people close to the Clintons and close to Hillary who look at the field and think if Joe Biden doesn't run, it's an awfully weak field. Somebody like Hillary could get back in. And, of course, Big Chief Pocahontas. She's toast.
See, I would like Biden versus Trump. I think that would be, just from an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd agree. I'd really like to see that.
And Joe's an awkward a-hole. And, you know, there's plenty of pictures of him groping women and nuzzling. And I mean, really sickening. Creepy. Creepy old man. But he's like, what, 76? He's older than Trump.
Let me check it real quick.
Who's on the phone?
Jimmy.
Oh, my goodness, Jimmy.
Hey, y'all.
75.
Hey, I'm all right. I wanted to tell you, I won one of those $20 bone hires about 3 months ago, and I just got a chance to use it last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I took my daughters, and we really enjoyed it. We'd never been there, and we had a couple appetizers off of it, and that was a really good place, and I wanted to tell you all about that and let you know that we really appreciate you giving us that. And
you,
win it.
You realize by calling this afternoon, you've made yourself eligible to win again.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we have a new Bomb Hours Big Shot contest, and this one, the payoff is a party try says of wings.
That'll work. I can eat all that.
And a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea to wash it down. What's your month and date of birth?
5/26.
You're in. Thanks. Keep listening. Who's the guy that hasn't called from last week?
Todd.
Todd, where the hell are you?
Todd B. in particular.
You were last week's winner, and you have until 3:20 tomorrow to claim your prize.
He's called multiple weeks trying to get it.
Crap News Network, their most recent national poll of potential 2020 Democrats. This is what they got. Joe Biden, number one with a 20-point lead over Bernie Sanders. So Joe is 75. Bernie's got to be, what, 83? Old fart. Crazy old fart, too. Biden got 33%. Sanders got 13. Kamala Harris was next with 9. Oh, they so want to make her the next Obama. But she's got a kind of sordid story to tell, too. How she sort of came into power in California.
How did she...
She used her moneymaker to do it with the mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Suddenly found herself in positions of power. Yeah. Well, guy's name was Bush, I think.
Yeah?
I don't know. Check. It's in there somewhere.
So well, maybe they were just, you know, getting down with it.
And if
for fun.
If she thinks Trump's going to be polite and not bring that up, she's probably wrong. Elizabeth Warren has 8%. I would imagine that number has shrunk some in the last day or two. And Cory Booker with 5%. He's just scary. I mean, what people see in him from a leadership standpoint, I don't know. If you think this, Clinton last week, of course, made the comment that civility can start again. You know what that's saying? The Democrats will stop behaving like a-hole mobsters. If we just put them back in power, everything will be calm because they know the media will blow smoke up their ass and we don't have to worry about, you know, things getting out of control otherwise. But I'm telling you, I will make this prediction. In fact, I've heard in some areas they may call out the guard to protect the polls. Do what you got to do. But anybody that, you know, of course, the media overlooked that, too, when whoever it was menacing voters when Obama in 2008. That can't happen. And I don't think Trump will allow it. Let's see what some of the people have to say in the comments on this story. Letter, this time when she doesn't get the popular vote, maybe that will finally shut him up. She better get arrested before this sociopath think of announcing her run for 2020, otherwise the Dems will do everything in their power to convince the sheep-minded supporters the arrest was politically motivated. No, they got nothing on her except the fusion GPS thing and the false FISA warrants and the Russian uranium deal. That's where the Russian collusion investigation needs to go. Mueller's been awfully quiet, hasn't he? Do you think he's holding off on something to just before the midterms? He's such a prick. I wouldn't be surprised. Speaking, that's another one. He's more of a than Stormy Daniels.
Horse face.
Not that she's got a snowball's chance in hell of winning. I just want to have to see Cankles in a pantsuit. She can't. Your van was in an accident today in a parking garage. She can't get in and out of a vehicle without help. She's got issues.
Yeah.
Physical issues. And probably a few mental ones, too. And Bill, man. Mm. East of the Rockies.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, listening to you talk about Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Reminds me of the time that Dr. Frankenstein met Igor. And that's just a great bit. Is there any way that we can play that as the end of the month comes around?
Do you want, the whole bit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have it in pieces.
Theater of the mind, man.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the one in the toilet.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
you know, I found Frau Blücher, and I lost it again. What kind of a...
Yeah. That's the one. It has him meeting him at the train station, and then they, and the last is Frau Blücher, and he you know, he just keeps picking on the horses.
Yeah.
On the way in. So, listen, man, funny stuff. Put me in the drawing.
Absolutely. Ace, I know you've given us your month and date of birth before, but I can't remember off the top.
No, it's all right. 11/21.
All right, man. You are in.
Have a good one.
All right. My buddy David Blackman in Texas. The DB Daily Update. You should check that blog out and read it. If you've never seen it before, read the story on top and then read other posts. This guy is so good. Today's his headline, Elizabeth Warren's terrible, horrible, no, good, very bad day. Monday was not a good day for creepy porn lawyers, specifically the most infamous creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, and it goes on. This guy talks in facts, and I just love reading them. He is my sanctuary blogger. I have to catch up on his tweets. He's a good tweeter, too. I don't pay much attention to Twitter. All I know is that whatever I put on Facebook goes out with it, and that's the story on that. At 3:53, yes?
Okay, this guy named Howie Carr, writing for the Boston Herald, been reading his article where he's taking Elizabeth Warren to task.
Yeah.
And he says, let's remember, too, the evolution of Elizabeth Warren's stories about her heritage.
Yes.
The Powwow Chow book, collection of recipes from five families of five civilized nations. Or civilized tribes, excuse me.
She did a cookbook?
Yeah, she used to say part of her backstory is she was part of a cookbook. This is not made up, folks. Called Powwow Chow. Collection of recipes from families of five civilized tribes. On page 155, it says Elizabeth Warren, Cherokee, contributed a recipe for cold omelets with crab meat. 6 years ago, this guy, Howie, who's writing the article, during Warren's first Senate campaign, typed a few words of Pocahontas' recipe into Google. And guess what came back? An absolutely identical recipe from a New York Times hot cuisine cookbook by Pierre Frani, the 60-Minute Gourmet. That French bastard, stealing Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-great-great-grandma's recipe and then passing off as a favorite continental dish of his customers like Noel Coward and the Duke of Duchess of Windsor. It gets. Why did she address this?
This
is nuts.
That's what a lot of people are trying to figure out. What the hell did she think she was going to gain by announcing it? Do you see what I put on Facebook today?
Because she made a huge mistake.
There have been some great memes.
Oh, sure,
today.
Yeah.
Look at this. Lando fakes butter, enhances cheekbones, 1/1024th actual butter.
Oh.
That's pretty funny. And there's a better one, I think I got this from a friend, Rad. I know I put it up here. Oh, there's David Hogg. Notice we haven't heard much from him. Liability. See you, David. Call us when you're grown up. Elizabeth Warren is whiter than Ivory Soap. She's 99.9% white, and Ivory is 99.44%. That's been in their ad since forever. And then I put this one up. It's a picture of a white duck, but the duck says, I'm 1/1024th bald eagle. And the duck looks so happy about that. He's got good duck self-esteem. Let's talk about Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Their website is really cool because you may be shopping in a price range, you may be shopping for a particular brand or type of vehicle. And they have it all sorted out for you on their website. Now, I am asked until I'm told otherwise. I shall be...
yes, Mr. President.
Bringing you forth the cars that are under 10 grand. That is, I mean, they do break it down. Cars under 5, cars under 10, 15, 20, 25, and so forth. And in this, and I'll see if they're still here, because I expect these to be sold relatively quickly. You want to drive a Mercedes? How about a 2007 Mercedes-Benz E-Class 350 for $6,840? It's a Mercedes. And here's the reason, if you've always wanted to have one, and buying new has been a little bit, it's been out of my range. I couldn't do it, so I totally get it. But this car not only looks new, and that's part of the standard for anything they resell at Jack Ingram. The interior looks great. They got dozens of photos of these cars on their website. But the engine has been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram mechanics, so it's ready to deliver. Otherwise, they wouldn't put it in here. Same thing with that 2008 Infiniti. Only 105,000 miles. Car looks amazing. $99.90. So you can drive the best, and who's going to know? Because they look so incredible. Stop and see Tip Thames and his amazing team. If you got a new driver in the family, you need basic wheels. There's some great values in here as well, under $5,000. Jack Ingram, signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. And when you stop by, please let Tip and his incredible team know that you heard us talking about him right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. We got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up shortly. And then coming back after that, I don't know.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing.